from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That song Elton John sings. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. The song's for you. You ever heard that?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, it's on. It's not one of Elton John's most popular songs.
Is it on Apple Music?
The album, I believe, is called Friends.
I'll check it out if it's on there.
I think. It's not. It's
I got
not
a lot in the queue, though, Steiny. I'm going to be honest here.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about the greatest concert of all time.
Yes, we do, and I'll save that for you because I know that he's... Ooh, I could do 4 hours with Guru.
On what?
On Kendrick Lamar last night at the LA Forum. My God.
He couldn't sell out Staples?
Oh, my. That's neither
crypto?
Neither here nor there. I didn't watch it live
people.
Because I was actually watching Bill Burr live yesterday. Oh. I went down to San Jose with Lucas Alexander, director of sports, my brother and my roommate, and we had a fantastic time. So I was late to the party with Kendrick Lamar, but I get home, and I get on Twitter right before I'm about to go to bed, and I just see millions and millions of impressions about this concert because it was the first time that Kendrick Lamar performed Not Like Us live, which is, of course, the diss track of the century.
Of course.
Yeah, as you well know, Steiny. And he brought out what felt like the entirety of the West Coast and a ton of notable LA figures in unity. It is going to be written about. That is one of the more culturally significant moments that I have witnessed. I went back and watched the entire thing. It's like an hour and a half.
Sounds to me like you wanted to be very confrontational.
See, that's what he wants you to think. Do me a favor. I'll listen to Elton John tonight. You go watch Kendrick Lamar's performance. How about that? It's like 10 minutes.
I'll pass.
Are you kidding me?
You don't have to listen to Elton John. Connor's in San Leandro. He's got a question about Rick Woodfield. Hey, Connor.
Evan, if you do that rundown with Guru, I would definitely subscribe. Listen to that on the Odyssey app. All 4 hours, man. Absolutely. I want to start off about the question that I was going to talk about here by saying I think that what Rob Manfred and what MLB have done with combining the stats, it's just about one of the most incredible things any of our modern leagues have done in some time. So I got to give Rob Manfred a ton of credit. I criticized the heck out of ghost runners on second base for extra innings, but this is a great move. And part of the reason it was a great move is there's no easy way to do it. Like, it's just surrounded by difficult questions. So as we're talking about the history of the Negro Leagues and how they were born out of segregationist America and Birmingham, I do wonder, and I really do want to hear like a nuanced conversation on it. I'm not trying to demonize anyone, but is it a good look for the MLB to be selling us all this merch and profiting off of, you know, what really was born out of MLB's original decisions not to be inclusive? And, you know, obviously Jackie Robinson, sports in general, play a huge role in advancing social relations in this country. But given in 2024 how expensive some of these jerseys are, I do wonder where the profits are going and if they are being reinvested in the communities that helped to make the Negro Leagues what they were and are giving us these great stats that, again, Rob Manfred and MLB have done a great job in sort of reincorporating. So thanks for taking that difficult question on the air. It can't be easy to have to chat about that.
Thanks, Connor. That's why we're not gonna. I'm kidding. Just kidding.
Dive into the deep end, Steiny.
Well, I mean, look, people can be cynical about it. And I just want to affirm something that you were saying on the other side about, and I first heard it from Howard Bryant, who is a journalist and commentator.
Battle Arc Media.
Yeah, that he, by incorporating the Negro League stats, you are diminishing the league because now they are being just absorbed. So the Negro Leagues, maybe in a generation, people aren't even going to talk about the Negro Leagues because they're just going to assume that they were in the major leagues, which they weren't.
Like, for example, when we were bringing up Willie Mays' statistics earlier.
Right.
So he has an extra 10 hits. Yeah, I don't know how much that necessarily improves his legacy, but, you know, it's not as if those were equal.
Right.
And I'm not saying like he was playing against lesser competition or anything. What I'm saying is that like those are in a separate category or were in a separate category at the time. Like players were not allowed to compete in the major leagues.
Right.
And the only issue that I guess I feel like people have with it, like for example, it's as long as there is a continued emphasis on the education of it, then it is fine. I think the fear that Howard Bryan is trying to illustrate is that once you incorporate it, once you absorb it, well, then there's kind of a track record of a lot of, let's say, Caucasian educators to just kind of sweep it under the rug. Like, for example, in Jackson, Mississippi, and I think this is appropriate, like they tore down Andrew Jackson's statue from City Hall. He was former president. He was also a slave owner. So people didn't obviously like the fact that they're hailing this former slave owner. Well, it's not an issue necessarily to tear down the statue, but it is an issue to then not educate people on why the statue was torn down.
Right.
And it's basically just no longer a reminder of white guilt, essentially. So as long as you're continuing to inform people of why these decisions were made, to the caller's point, why these statistics had to be incorporated in the first place, why they had to be absorbed by Baseball Reference in the first place, well, then there's not as much of an issue with it. The issue is that people don't believe that over the course of time that people are going to continue to do that.
I get that. I mean, my thought, the last caller's, Connor's, was thinking about who gets the and we're watching some of the pre-game festivities now, and there is a marketing element to this, absolutely. But that's not the one that I thought of. What I thought of was, and it's cynical, but what has baseball been lacking lately? It's black homegrown players.
Yeah.
Right. Where did the black kids go who aren't playing baseball, who used to play baseball?
There's never been a smaller black representation in the major leagues.
Exactly. Well,
since integration.
Well, I'm not saying one event does that, but you start making a focus, these kind of things, and maybe you restir interest in baseball among black kids.
Yeah, I mean, I think just the idea of exposure, right? Like, that's how people learn about these things. And they were, you know, baseball is institutional in the South, and a lot of amazing players, not just Willie Mays, have come out of the state of Alabama and have come out of Birmingham, have come out of Mobile, have come out of different areas, you know. And there's also, you know, just like a reason to have this game. It is supporting the field, which, again, by the way, is the longest standing professional stadium in professional baseball. But also, for example, like, there's a historically black college, Miles College, that is going to start playing games there in 2025. So this is a kind of game that can, you know, bring to light and expose that program, can bring exposure to historically black institutions, and the fact that there are still baseball programs that are competitive and that can produce great players. Like, I think Ricky Weeks, former player for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah.
He went to historically black college. He went to Southern, I think.
Okay.
So, like, these are, and again, why I'm interested in the event tonight is because it's an opportunity for exposure to all these things we're discussing, but also a reminder to a lot of this has to do with self-education, to go and independently figure out for you why these things matter. And, you know, it could just be a trip down, I don't know, Wikipedia wormhole or whatever. But the fact that you're learning about it, the fact that they're putting it on television, to me is significant. It is important. And it is, I know it's about Willie Mays and him, you know, his tragic passing, or not tragic, but an unfortunate passing right before the game. But it is also bigger than him, so to speak.
Well said. Well said. Yeah, I'm going to be watching. Definitely. Just going to be watching because it's going to be different. It's, you know, to me, I enjoyed the Field of Dreams game, and I am interested in learning about the Negro Leagues and this stadium, which is the oldest stadium, baseball stadium in the United States. So, Giants Cardinals. What's that, a
415 start. Yeah, this is a good point from the 510, the Xfinity Mobile text line. While I do enjoy the records being blended by Manfred, I do wish they could have made one exception for Lamont Wade for tonight to bend the rules for the right reason. So what he or she is referring to is they added an extra roster spot for this game, and the Giants asked to have Lamont Wade on the roster because, you know, he's the one black player.
Right.
And it was declined because he's on the injured list. So Lamont Wade is technically not active for this game, even though he is essentially the representative.
Gotcha.
For the Giants.
Gotcha. I'm going to watch the game, Movid.
Who's Mo?
Just one of our texters.
Oh, okay. Oh, come on.
On the Xfinity Mobile text line and YouTube chat saying, stop lying, Steiny. You're not going
to
watch the game.
Now, the real question is, and I hate to put you on blast, Steiny.
Definitely going to watch some of it.
I hate to come down your road.
Might not be live, but go ahead.
Are you going to watch the Say Hey Willie Mays
documentary? Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
Thank you.
I absolutely will.
It's on HBO. I'll give you my login. Shout out Nelson George.
I need a YouTube TV login. That's what I need.
Guru can help you with that. I don't have YouTube TV.
That's apparently the best one. But, you know, if you're a streaming person.
I don't have television, so I wouldn't know.
Hey, wait, what?
I use my computer to stream everything. Like, I have apps.
You don't have a television at your apartment?
That's more like a monitor. But, yeah.
How big is it?
30 inches, maybe.
30 inches, so that's about...
It's a little bit bigger than this computer screen we're looking at.
What are you doing? Get a TV, get a big screen. Oh, my God.
Sonny, do you know what city we work in?
How much?
The televisions are like thousands of dollars now.
No, they're not. They're like cheap as hell.
All right, well...
Let me see what I can do.
Yeah, help me out. By the way, when Geek Squad comes over sometime between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. tomorrow, ask them to bring an extra screen.
Yeah, I'll ask Best Buy what their specials are on big screens. Hey, I forgot to tell you this.
I'll just wait till Friday.
You were sitting there. You know, we got our boss, Matt Nahegan.
I know him.
Listen, he's honest to God. He's a great guy, but sometimes he's just not the brightest bulb.
I didn't say that, Jefe.
Did you hear what he said? No, I stand by it.
You talking about yesterday?
No, I'm talking about today.
Oh, well, we don't have to talk about
yesterday. Yesterday
he did have a funny text in the chat yesterday, though.
He asked me the dumbest question I've ever been asked in my entire life.
I feel like you say that a lot.
No. When do you hear the question he asked me? How stupid is this? God love him. Hey, Steiny.
Yeah.
Do you think you play too much golf?
That's not a stupid question.
That's the dumbest question I've ever heard in my life. Of course not. Oh, my God. Read the room. Steiny, you think you play too much golf? I just walked out of the room. I didn't even answer him.
Well, a couple weeks ago when you were despondent about how you were playing, you probably would have said, yeah, I think I actually am playing too much. I'm just in a rut. I need to get out of it. But now because we're shooting an 81, we're feeling good about ourselves. We can actually hit the fairway. Well, now we can't play enough. See, it's not just about when you're on top, Steiny. You reveal who you are when you're on the bottom.
Well, I revealed who I was when I went on vacation back east and played those hard courses and shot terribly. By the way, I got your boy's hitting it well right now.
What does that mean? Like, I don't play golf, so I don't know.
All right, it's kind of weird.
Like, when I hit the ball well, it means I hit it.
I mean, first of all, I played well the last two or three times, but that doesn't mean I'll play well tonight, for example, or later today. I've been in a little rut. Yeah, golf, handicaps keeps us 16, mm-hmm. 16-5, 16-1, 16-9, 15-9, 16-2. It's not going anywhere. So I go back east and I play golf, and the courses were really hard, and my scores were really high.
High's not good, right?
No.
Okay.
Anyway, I've come back and I played three rounds of golf here in the last week and a half. I've been better. Like something happened. I don't even know what it is.
You think it's a mental thing?
I feel like I'm swinging a little harder. I feel like I'm making better contact. I'm definitely getting off the tee better.
The only thing we need right now is a couch.
The only thing, yesterday I shot an 89, and you might be like, well, 89. But see,
Bogey golf? I feel like that's good.
Well, but here's my point. I had two terrible holes. I had a 7 and an 8 on, and a 7 on 9 and an 8 on 15. I lost the ball at a place where I just never expected to lose a ball. And the 3-minute rule, right?
No. What? I just told you I don't golf.
But, so you don't know anything about golf.
The 3-minute rule.
Yeah. So if you hit a ball,
I have an idea, but I don't want to go there.
If you hit a ball,
Stephen A's got the 12-minute rule.
Obviously, if you hit a ball in the fairway, it's in the fairway, and you go hit it again. But sometimes you hit it in the rough. Sometimes you hit it in the woods.
Okay.
Yet when you're on a course, not the pros, you have 3 minutes to find your ball. And if you don't find your ball in 3 minutes, then you got to drop another one and take the penalty. It's a way to speed up play.
Who's got the timer?
It's self-invoked. You just have to, it's the honor system.
See, this is the problem, because I'm too cheap. Like, I wouldn't leave without however many balls I came with. Because I got to spend money on more balls.
Well, you could find, okay.
Yeah, so I'm searching in the rough, and if I find someone else's ball, yes, that's now mine.
Okay, if it's under 3 minutes, put that ball in your pocket. Assuming it's not an errant shot from another hole, but put that in your, let's say, where's my ball? And after 30 seconds, you see, there's a ball. Oh, it's not mine. You don't play that ball.
Why?
You take 2.5 more minutes to look, because you're going to have to take a penalty.
Well, what if I find my ball in under 2 minutes, but I also see another ball? Well, then I got two.
Then play the one that you played and keep the other one. Yeah, keep it. You can keep it if you want. A lot of people do that.
By the way, speaking of golf, I actually do have something. Did you see what Tiger Woods' son shot?
I have that written down in my notes.
Charlie Woods.
Yes.
This kid's a phenom. He's 15 years old.
Okay.
Didn't he just qualify for like the junior Amateur tour?
Qualified for the junior amateur.
Yeah, he shot a 71. Now that's something.
Jeez.
You don't need no three.
Well, that'll make you want to hang up the clubs. I watched, you know what I thought? Okay, that's part of my thing. And, you know, not everything's a discussion, right? But what do you think? I saw that about Charlie Woods. And who do you think I thought of? And said, huh?
I don't know, somebody's son?
Yes, Curry? Correct.
Curry? Cannon?
You're on the right path.
Caius. Caius?
No.
What?
I'll just cut to the chase.
Dellen Curry?
I kept thinking about Bronny.
They got a podcast coming out.
I kept thinking about Bronny James. Yeah. And comparing the two sons of these unbelievably great athletes, one in basketball and one in golf. And I just thought to myself, you know what? Good for Tiger. Good for Tiger. He's kept his kid out of the news, doesn't really use him, doesn't really talk about him. He's not pushing anything as far as we can tell, which is different than LeBron. Like, Tiger seems to be allowing Charlie to create whatever he's going to create. LeBron seems to be trying to pave the way for Bronny creating something that he might not be able to do on his own.
But I think that comes from the experience of the two fathers. Like, LeBron didn't have a father growing up, and it was just a single mom. And Tiger had apparently just a maniacal drill sergeant, you know, like Navy SEAL type dad who basically forced him to do all this stuff. So the fact that Charlie is as receptive as he is, I think, is pretty impressive. Because, we don't know what Tiger's like behind closed doors. Like, he might know everything that this kid needs to be successful and is just, like, I want to jump in, but
I
don't want to be my dad.
I got you. Did you, what was I going to say? So LeBron, though, at one point has said Bronny's an NBA player. Or
he's right? Going to be.
Well,
he also, that's my point. Did you also hear what Rich Paul said?
I did not.
Which is that Bronny will only be working out for the Lakers and the Suns, and that is strategic. Like that.
Well, the Lakers have 3 first-round picks.
Dude, apparently. I can't wait to see how J.J. Redick uses Bronny James.
7.
That was a joke.
No,
are you reading?
Yeah.
Why?
This is what he's talking about.
Oh, I see the one.
Steiny is a former athlete. You should be better than a 16 handicap. That's embarrassing. Work smarter, not harder.
No. Actually, I would push back on that because I did learn last night, thanks to Bill Burr, that you are actually in a very interesting part of life. Now, I have not gotten there yet. But,
careful.
Well, no, but so golf keeps you sane or balance. It's part of it, right?
Yeah,
you know, you said you can't play enough. You're in, according to Bill Burr, the drop dead part of your life. So essentially, if you drop dead, like you lived a long life,
sure.
but if you die, it's still young. Like you're still too young. It'll be tragic. Everyone will be sad.
Yeah.
And it's because you haven't been able to admit a puppy's cute for like 55 years, and then you just boom, drop dead. Like you don't tell anyone about it, and you just boom, you drop dead. So the fact that you're able to use golf as an outlet to get these pent up feelings, these emotions that you've been just pushing down and down and down for years. No, I would push back. You know, 16, Steiny, that's great. That's perfect.
It's going to get lower. I mean, I can feel it. What's that song? Things are going to change. I can feel it. Is that Beck? I believe it's Beck. No, it's
Tristan?
No, it's might not be Beck. It's help me. Remember, it's at the end of the song.
Beck's a guitarist, right?
That you're thinking of Jeff Beck. There's Jeff Beck, one of the greatest guitarists of all time, and then there's Beck, kind of the alternative guy.
I got to listen to him and Elton John now.
You don't have to.
Well, if it gets you to watch something that I want you to watch, then yeah, we can trade.
I'm giving you my word right now. I'm going to watch the Willie Mays documentary. As Eric Musselman would say, irregardless of what you do, irregardless is not a word. It's regardless.
Dude, I used a word that didn't exist the last time I was on with you.
Okay. Guru does that every day.
Well, no. Oh, come on. Well, I thought we agreed we were taking shots at the guy.
God, I hope he's napping.
Oh, no. He's... the proper word was presumptuous. I'll just let you...
Oh, okay. The song's called Loser. I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me?
And the fact that you like that song is why
like
you're
song.
In the drop dead era of your life. You need to find a song called like Winner or, you know, I don't know, something more uplifting. Come on, man.
Well, dude, I'm essentially 3/4 done with my life. I got 20
don't
more
think
years.
Think like that. Willie Mays lived to be 93. I know. You're a little over halfway.
Right, but I'm just saying, on balance, 3/4 of my life is pretty much over. What am I going to do the last? I'm in the 4th quarter. You know what that means? Winning time, baby. Winning time. I'm going to pull an anti-Steph Curry. I'm going to start thriving in the 4th quarter. All right, just kidding. You guys know I like to tweak it. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto line, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.